and welcome to How Do You Feel? The show that is dedicated to your health and wellness and is currently sponsored by the Peoria City County Health Department. I am your host, Lorraine King, and today I am visiting with Kim Gazinska, who is the RN supervisor at the Tazewell County Health Department, as well as Michelle Sharping, who is a community health navigator. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you. We're happy to be here.
Okay, Michelle, would you tell the listening audience what a community health navigator does?
My primary position is to go out into the communities in Marshall, Peoria, Tazewell, and Woodford counties and promote the Illinois Breast and Cervical Cancer Program.
Okay. That's what we're going to be talking about today. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
National Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Okay. And then Kim is the supervisor at the Tazewell County Health Department. And so, Kim, you're supervising Michelle and probably others as well?
Yes. I'm the supervisor in a community health division, which is a division that we service all kinds of things, people in the community, not just women's health, but we have in school, before and after school care, that kind of a thing. So,
okay, so you can reach a wide area, a variety of people at different times.
Absolutely.
Okay. So let's get right to the topic and talk about promoting breast cancer awareness. And I know that you particularly want to emphasize this for African American women. So what services are provided by the Illinois Breast and Cervical Cancer Program?
We provide gynecological exams for women ages 19 to 64 who are uninsured or underinsured. By underinsured, I mean someone that has insurance, possibly that doesn't have a wellness benefit, or a woman that participates in a cost-sharing plan such as Samaritan Ministries or MediShare, or just a woman that just does not have health care coverage. Any of those women are eligible.
Okay. And so to do this, of course, you go out into the community. You don't just sit and wait for them to come to you. You go out and market these services.
I do, yes. I go out into the community to different events. We do a lot of provider education, and we receive a lot of our referrals from providers in the Tazewell, Peoria, Marshall, and Woodford County areas.
So it's Tazewell, Marshall, Woodford County, and Peoria County.
Correct.
Okay. Now, you talked about providing the services for women who are uninsured or underinsured. So do you also work with women who are insured?
Yes, actually we do. We have a navigation program through the Breast and Cervical Cancer Program where we can work with a woman, enroll her in our program, just the same as an uninsured woman, but we can navigate their care for them. We can we enroll them over the phone. It's a simple enrollment process. Then when we receive their forms back, we can schedule their appointments for them. And then they use their insurance card when they go in for their services. And then if they would get a call back or on the breast or cervical side of things, then the nurse case manager that is taking care of that particular client will get the reports. If the second appointment needs scheduled, they take care of that. Basically, they just follow their care all the way through.
Okay, now, you cover Tazewell County, Marshall County, Woodford County, and Peoria County. So somebody may think that's kind of strange. They're in Tazewell County, and so why are they covering Peoria County? Do you coordinate with the Peoria County personnel?
The Illinois Breast and Cervical Cancer Program is divided up into service areas, and the state determines what lead agency will take care of which counties for Illinois Breast and Cervical Cancer Program. So even though Tazewell oversees those counties, we have providers that we can send those ladies to in each of those counties. We're just like the hub, I guess you would say, where women enroll, we schedule their services, and we pay for them, but they receive their services from providers out in the communities where they live.
Okay. I got it now. Excuse me. And how long have you been doing this, providing this service to women?
The Illinois Breast and Cervical Cancer Program has been around. They started piloting it in 1995. Tazewell County Health Department, we've been doing it here for about 23 years.
Okay. And what kind of impact do you think that having this program has had on the lives and the health of women who utilize your program?
Well, through the years, we've diagnosed hundreds of breast and cervical cancers. So our goal is to get women screened so we can get these cancers diagnosed at an early stage, mm-hmm. so they can be treated and hopefully cured. You know, breast cancer is not a death sentence like it was, you know, years ago.
Mm-hmm.
If it's caught, same with cervical cancer for sure. If these cancers are caught early, they're treatable, and many in the early stages can even be cured.
So as your program continues, do you find that the volume of women that you serve goes up because more people
yep.
hear about it?
For sure. Our volume continues to grow every year. The state does what's called a caseload assignment. So each agency, each lead agency in the state is assigned so many women that they're supposed to reach.
Mm-hmm.
And our caseload continues to grow every year. Unfortunately, this program is kind of the world's best kept secret.
Mm-hmm.
Although Michelle and we were always constantly educating and outreaching so people know about the program. So many times when we contact the women or the provider tells the women about our program, they had no idea it even exists. So we are able to reach more and more women, but there's still so many women out there who could benefit from our assistance. And I do want to point out, too, that we serve the women 21 to 64, but there is no income guideline, so they can make $1 million and still qualify for our program if they are uninsured or underinsured.
Well, that's good information to know.
Yeah, a lot of people think, oh, I make too much money, I wouldn't qualify. But that's not true. They can make however much money. It's the insurance status that is the qualifier for us.
Now, are you helping the state keep track of these occurrences of breast and cervical cancer?
Yep. Everything goes into a database. And then it gets reported, you know, if cancer is diagnosed, it goes into the cancer registry. So, yes, everything is shared with the state and the CDC.
Okay. So then it goes into the national database.
Correct.
All
yep.
right. Okay. Now, you know, you were talking about your services being a secret. So is it also, do you go around to primary care physician's office to lead them literature to help make women aware of this?
Absolutely. Michelle does that all the time. But again, you know, as providers come and go and change, you know, things get lost in the shuffle, and so we constantly try to remind providers, and not just providers, but local, say restaurants, any kind of business. Michelle's out there telling them about our program and sharing our resources and literature to try to get women to call in. The process is so simple, all they have to do is call us. We do everything over the phone,
mm-hmm.
and by mail. They don't have to come here. And then once we get all the paperwork, we schedule their appointment for them. It's a very, very simple process.
So you would schedule their appointments with the facility that's closest to where they live? Is that what you do?
Yep, that's correct. Basically, we have contracted providers for breast and cervical cancer screening. So what we do is we give the woman a list of who we can send them to and be able to pay for their services. And we let the women choose where they would like to go.
Oh, okay. Okay. And then do you follow up after they make contact, or then once you assign it, is your part of it done?
No, we follow them all the way through. We get all the reports. We make sure if they need any diagnostic testing, we get that scheduled. We also pay for any diagnostics that are needed for breast or cervical cancer screening. If they are diagnosed with a breast or cervical cancer, we are able to pretty much automatically get them a medical card. With our program, there's a special agency at the state where they don't have to jump through all the hoops like you do for a regular medical card. We take care of that for them, get them a medical card. It's a full medical card. They just don't have to jump through all the hoops.
Okay.
If they're diagnosed with breast or cervical cancer.
Now, when you say full medical card, what's the significance of that?
It pays for all their treatment. It pays for anything that they need, you know, whether that's dental, eyes, doctor's appointments. It's full health insurance, basically. It's a full medical card that pays for whatever they might need medical-wise.
That's good information to know. I don't think that I was ever aware of that, and I think I've had conversations with you before.
Yeah.
Now, I know that because it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, I know that you're planning a special event, but before you start to talk about that event, I want to remind listeners who may have just joined us that you're listening to How Do You Feel, a show sponsored by the Peoria City County Health Department. And How Do You Feel is broadcast at radio station WPNV 106.3 on your FM dial. And today I'm visiting with Kim Godzinka and Michelle Sharpen. Kim is the RN supervisor. Michelle is the community health navigator for Tazewell County. And even though they are based in Tazewell County, they also provide services and coordinate services in Woodford, Tazewell, Marshall, and Peoria County. So then they will direct you to let you choose the facility that you would like to be assigned to. And they help women if you're underinsured, no insurance, and there are no income guidelines, and ages 21 through 64, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, we talked about October being Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So what kind of activities and events do you have planned for that?
Our main activity for October, Laureen, is our mammogram day that we have at the Unity Point Health Centers at Proctor Hospital, at the Methodist Diagnostic Center, and in Pekin at the Pekin Women's Diagnostic Center. This is a walk-in event. It's on October 21st from 9 o'clock to 4 o'clock. They just walk in. We need them to bring in pay stubs if they have those, and identification. And beyond that, we can pretty much take it from there. So they will come into the facility. We will enroll the under or uninsured women in our program. Then they go on to receive their mammogram that day. And then after the fact, when we complete the event, we can then, if they are eligible or want them, schedule them for cervical services as well.
Okay. Now, you said that there are no income guidelines, and so why do they have to bring the pay stubs?
That's a very good question. We have a state grant and a federal grant, and based on where their income falls, we have the availability to cover the women's services regardless of income, but it just basically guides us to which grant to pull those funds from. I will also add that we have a program that goes along with the breast and cervical cancer program called the Illinois Wise Woman Program.
Wise That's Woman? Did you say?
Yes, Wise Woman. All okay. one word.
Okay.
It's a cardiovascular-based program that goes hand-in-hand with the breast and cervical cancer program. It provides free blood work and some monitoring of blood pressure, things like that. It's just a cardiovascular health program. There are some perks once the blood work is completed, like memberships to Weight Watchers, TOPS, gym memberships, things like that. For that part of the program, there are income guidelines that have to be met, but they're 250% of the federal poverty level, so the income guidelines are quite high. And anybody that comes in to the event mm-hmm. or enrolls with us at any time, if they're eligible for that, we always discuss income with them on the call or in person at that event, and we offer that to them if it's available for them.
Okay. So do you encourage women to bring friends and family to this event as well?
Absolutely. Yep. Maybe it could be a girls' day out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Come get your mammogram. They'll get some education. We will have some treats there, some maybe some prizes. We try to make it as fun, you know, as a mammogram can be. And while I'm saying that, there are those myths out there that mammograms are painful. They're not painful. It might be a little uncomfortable, but it's for like 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a painful, you know, horrible experience like some of the old wives' tales we hear about all the time. So, and it's very quick. I mean, it only takes, you know, maybe 5 minutes to have your mammogram done. I will say this event, though, is a walk-in, first-come, first-served, so there might be a little bit of a wait until it's your turn to get your mammogram,
mm-hmm.
but the mammogram itself is a very quick experience, and it can be a life-saving experience, so we encourage women of all, well, they, for this date, they have to be age 40 or over. To get their mammogram, because all of the American Cancer Society guidelines and recommendations say to start mammograms at age 40. If a woman is symptomatic, if they're feeling lumps or some abnormalities, they can come that day, but we'll have to schedule them to see their doctor first. This is just a day for regular screening mammograms.
Okay.
The other thing I want to say before I forget is this program is available 365 days a year. So if a woman can't make the event on October 21st, all she has to do is call us, and we can schedule her appointments for what's convenient for her.
So, Kim, are you saying that someone could make an appointment for Thanksgiving Day?
Oh, okay, I lied. They probably aren't going to get it on Thanksgiving Day.
So not on holidays.
But the program is available. They probably just won't get any service on, you know.
Oh, okay. Okay, now the other question I have, you know, maybe you or Michelle could answer is, you said the age bracket is 21 to 64. But I also know that women in their 70s can get breast cancer. So why are they excluded from your guidelines, or is that just the program from the federal or state government?
Because typically at age 65, a woman becomes eligible for Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
So Medicare will pay for a woman to have a mammogram. So that flips them out, because we're the payer of last resort. We pay for women services who have nobody else to cover them. Now, if a woman turns 65 and they are not eligible for Medicare for some reason, mm-hmm. then we will continue to serve them.
Okay.
But typically that at 65, the woman gets Medicare and they'll take care of it for them.
Okay, I get it. Now, this may or may not be a question that you're able to answer. I'm just curious, you know, the number of women that you serve, approximately what percentage, you know, have you been able to detect something and possibly save a life?
I don't know the exact percentage, honestly, Lorraine. But I would say, you know, each year we probably diagnose maybe, I hate to guess, but maybe 10 women each year with breast cancer and maybe 5 with cervical cancer or pre-cancer.
Okay. But those are women who might not have gotten diagnosed and treated if not for your program.
That is correct, yes.
So, Michelle, do you have any events scheduled? You know, any events where you making the community aware of this event on, is it October 21st?
Yes, I've been out in the communities in all 4 counties putting up information about the program. I've stopped at providers' offices, laundromats, gas stations, restaurants, different places where people gather and have put that information up for folks to see. There are also banners in front of the 3 sites.
Oh, okay.
Marked banners that, you know, advertise it for those driving by.
Mm-hmm.
And we send it out to our partners through our different coalitions here through the health department, mm-hmm. or our different programs, like we have a healthy eating, active living program. All of those folks were given the information, the Komen folks were given the information, and they send it out. We have a program called IRIS that is a referral source, and all of them receive the information, so there's a lot of opportunity for that information to be sent out into the community. But my primary on-the-road job is to go to all 4 of those counties and put information out about it.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
Now, so we want to get some information in case someone's listening and they want more information, or maybe they want to see you before this day. How can they contact you?
They can reach us at area code 309-929-0324. That is my direct number. My name, again, is Michelle. And that information is on all of the posters and outreach information that have gone out into the communities.
Okay. So just want to reiterate that because October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, you're having a special event, Mammogram Day, on October 21st from 9 to 4. It's going to be at Proctor Hospital. Where would they go at Proctor to get that?
They would just go in the main doors there, and there will be someone from the Breast and Cervical Cancer Program really right inside those main doors.
Okay. And then they can go to the Methodist Diagnostic Center, which is that Main and Crescent?
Correct. And the main doors there as well.
Okay. And then what about in Pekin?
In Pekin, the Women's Diagnostic Center is entered from 14th Street.
Mm-hmm.
If you're familiar with Pekin, it's at Court and 14th.
Mm-hmm.
There's a small parking lot on the side of the hospital, so the woman would not want to park in the main hospital parking lot. They would want to go around the corner and enter that parking lot that's off 14th Street, and it will just be a straight walk-in. Everyone is right inside the door for the event.
Okay, so what day is October 21st on?
It's a Friday.
Oh, it's a
National
Friday.
Mammography Day. Mm-hmm. It's always the 3rd Friday of October.
Oh, okay. Now, so are you going to have other events during the month of October in addition to this one?
I'm always looking for the opportunity to attend Pink Sundays, things like that. We do some outreach with, we work with Heartland Health Services, and we have something planned with them. So really, as far as the main event, it's definitely Mammogram Day, but in the weeks prior to that, I'm mostly just out in the community spreading the word about that event.
Now,
I'm going to add something, Lorraine, to what
sure.
I said earlier. We do have a toll-free number that I should do as well.
Okay.
It is 866-925-5511, and then my extension is 5324.
So if they call, the toll-free number is 866-925-5511. And then they can call you directly, Michelle, at 309-929-0324. And you said there's an extension?
Correct. So back to the 866 number, if they choose extension, if they enter 5324, that will also come directly to me, whether they use the 929 number or the toll-free number.
Oh, okay. It's still going to get back to you. Now, do you all collaborate with any national programs for Breast Cancer Awareness Month?
Not directly.
But it's happening, right?
Yes. It's a national event all over the country. I'm sure you'll start seeing, if we haven't already, advertisements on TV, on the radio, advertising for National Breast Cancer Awareness. You see a lot of pink everywhere we go this time of year. It's all for breast cancer awareness.
Okay. So can you remind our listeners again, talk about the Illinois Wise Woman and the IRIS program?
The IRIS program is administered by Julie Herzog. That's not anything that the breast and cervical cancer program is directly associated with.
Okay.
But I will give you a little bit of information. It's a referral source, basically. It's several agencies that come together.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say someone called our line, but they needed help with child care. Then we're able to refer those folks out to the correct person to help them with that. So it's a referral source that we're involved with. As far as the breast and cervical cancer program,
Illinois Wise Woman.
I'm sorry. I was trying to think.
You gave me so much information.
That one is administered right here in this same office. So we have a nurse, an RN, Tammy, and she takes care of the Wise Woman program for us. So when a woman is enrolled in the breast and cervical cancer program, whether at this event or over the phone, then, again, if they qualify, we automatically offer them that program, and they can choose to accept or decline. It's completely optional for them. But if they do want to be in that program, they just get that the benefits of the free blood work and their blood pressure monitored, cholesterol monitored, glucose monitored, and then the perks after everything is completed of the possibility of joining Weight Watchers or having a gym membership. So it's a neat program, and it addresses cardiovascular health.
And a woman has to be part of the Illinois Breast and Cervical Cancer Program and meet a few other eligibility requirements to be part of the Wise Woman program. It's not an independent program.
Okay. It's all offered through your facility.
Correct.
And then this referral service from IRIS, that's a real bonus too. You refer them to other specific providers. That's great. Now, in the last moments, do you have anything that you'd like to say to the listeners?
Well, I do want to make a point of mentioning why it's so important for Black women to receive annual screenings. In the United States, breast cancer is the second most common cause of mortality for Black women, second only to lung cancer. And Black women also statistically have a below average survival rate related to breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So we really want to promote this program to all women, but particularly our Black women who tend to have poorer breast cancer stage specific survival. They're can be more advanced with the cancer stage at diagnosis. And it's just super important to remember that this screening mammography is the most effective way to identify breast cancer early.
Yes, and so this allows them to overcome that barrier of accessibility as well as cost.
Correct.
So that's a good thing. So thank you for reminding me of that. Michelle, did you have anything to add?
No, we just want to encourage all women to, if they're free on October 21st, come out and get their free mammogram, this walk-in. We do request that people with insurance, Medicare, pick another day to get their mammogram scheduled, but if they're uninsured or underinsured, just walk in and we'll get you taken care of.
Okay, thank you so much for this And then I'll also repeat those numbers again where they can call you direct. Because there might be some group out there that wants you to have an event for them. So you can call the Community Health Navigator, Michelle, at 309-929-0324. Or you may call the toll-free number, 866-925-5511. And don't forget to mark your calendar for Friday, October 21st, for Mammogram Day, to get your free mammograms and learn about all these other services that are offered. That's a good way to start the weekend. Some self-care.
There you go.
Yes. So thank you so much, Michelle and Kim, for sharing with us once again. And as you know, I look forward to talking to you again next year, because you might be offering something else, you know, that's very attractive for women, you know, as far as healthcare, especially because there are a lot of states, you know, that don't have access to these kinds of programs. So I really feel that Peoria is not just lucky, but blessed to have these services, and you offer them at no cost. You offer them at different times. You make the services available 24 hours. So I really appreciate that.
Our pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Yes. I want to remind our listeners, you've been listening to How Do You Feel?, the show that's dedicated to your health and wellness and is sponsored by the Peoria City County Health Department. If you missed this show, which airs at 11 a.m. on Saturday, it repeats at 7:30 p.m. on Sunday. And if you missed the broadcast, you can still hear it on the WPNB website podcast page. You simply go to wpnv.org, look for podcasts, and then look for How Do You Feel?, which is a show on healthcare. And also, I would like to thank our listeners for tuning in. I've been your host, Lorraine King, and I look forward to helping people like the Tazewell County Health Department, specifically the Breast Cancer and Cervical Cancer Unit, to get this information out to our listeners.
Now is always the right time with the song.